Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is May 9, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com, and we are doing our weekly New Earth support call. What we'll be doing today, and this will work great whether you're live or on the recording afterward, we're going to set a sacred container by calling in a bunch of beautiful divine allies. We're going to call in our own embodied awakening to get ourselves as ready as possible to do the work. And then we're going to flow energy to the earth, and we've done this a few times now, and what usually happens is not only does the earth and its evolution get blessed by us, but we have some pretty awesome experiences ourselves. So that may well happen today as well. So let's dive in. I do ask that you do this with your full attention, so not multitasking, doing anything else at the same time. This will give you a better experience, and because you're contributing energy to the actual experience, whether you're live or on the recording, it helps everybody else too. So if you cannot give it your attention at this moment, then please hang out and do the recording later when you can. If you need to leave the call prior to its completion, whether that is live or on the recording, just kind of ask the divine beings, would you please gently remove me from the field? They'll kind of pull you out gently, and then you can exit as needed without disrupting the flow of what's happening. But please do this even if you're on the recording, because your mere interaction with this recording affects everyone else forward and backward in time that does it. I know it sounds weird, but it kind of surprised me when I learned that this was happening, but it definitely happens. So we appreciate your courtesy in that respect. All right, so settle in. I invite you to close your eyes. And I'm going to call the directions of the Mesa, call in a bunch of beautiful divine allies. You may not recognize every name that I call, but rest assured, every being I call is a being of love and light. They are a being of service to other, high vibration, benevolent intent, all the good stuff. So relax, and you may feel the energy building as we open the field. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kwichi. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amaji the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amo Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the higher self of each person on this call, live or on the recording. Please guide this work so it serves not only the highest good of those we bless, but to bless the highest good of your human parts as well. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies on this property. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Leopard, Panther, Fox, Bear, Hummingbird, Aardvark, Eagle, Condor. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, Lisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space, holding in this good energy and ensuring that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Good, the container is set. All right, so take a moment, please, and feel the energy in and around you. If you're sensitive, you should notice a nice difference. Next, we're going to individually do the embodied awakening invocation. We'll all do it at the same time, but you're doing it within yourself. So, as always, I must give a brief bit of wording before we do it. So, this is calling your higher self to merge with you in your physical body to become a joined, merged being. And the metaphor I like to use is it's like instead of your ego driving the car, your ego's in the passenger seat, your divine is driving. If at any moment your ego doesn't like the divine's driving, you just take the wheel again, your divine steps out instantly, no fuss, and your ego's back in control. This is reversible, there's no risk. The benefits of embodied awakening, especially if you hold it consistently day after day, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally, there's a lot more intuitive knowing, and there's much more bliss. And in fact, it's kind of creeping in already, isn't it? So if you'd like to do this, I invite you to repeat these words after me out loud if you can, but silently if necessary. Begin the repetition now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Then release the words and rest in passive breath awareness, please. This is not something you do, it's done for you. So as you just simply feel breath enter and leave your body whenever it wants to, there's no breath control, just let it do what it wants. The energy starts coming in. Tips that make this work even better. I recommend you do not do any deliberate effort or trying to make anything happen or even stopping anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax, feel whatever the breath is doing on its own. And just let the divine do it for you. Let it come to you. One other little tip, if you get distracted, we'll call the distraction anything other than passive breath awareness. If you notice that's happening, don't fight the distraction, just let it be exactly as it is with no resistance. The distraction is an uninvited guest, it is not you. So you can just relax back into your breath very gently, very persistently. And just do this as often as you need to. If you notice you're distracted, just relax back into the breath. If the distraction remains in the background, that's fine. There's room for both of you. Just relax. You be with your breath. Let the distraction do whatever it wants to do. No resistance. Just relaxing into breath. That's starting to feel really good. Y'all are doing great. And I invite you now to actually go to zero effort. Just exist for a moment. Whatever happens is fine. Just be. A lot of us are locking in right now. So if at zero effort, there's a little bit of breath awareness anyway, stay at zero. Even a little bit of breath awareness is enough. If at zero effort, there's no breath awareness, then add a teeny tiny bit of effort back until you have some breath awareness. Use the least effort needed to feel breath. Make it easy. Now, I'm feeling some of you are using more effort than is needed. Try dropping back to zero if you're in any doubt about the amount of effort. And if breath awareness exists at zero, just stay there. If not, again, teeny tiny increments like the touch of a feather, barely enough effort to feel breath. Really keep it minimal. Yes, the awakening energy is feeling pretty solid. I am feeling you whether you're live or on the recording. So just a moment longer for any stragglers to join us here in the state of embodied awakening. Again, these are, technically speaking, individual personal awakenings. We'll do the merging thing a little later. Although some of you can't stop them. Some of you are merging, that's fine. But just relax into the oneness that you are. Again, one more time, there's a little bit of excess effort in the field. Again, just drop that to nothing. And just be now. There we go. That's lovely, right there. Okay, so if you're in embodied awakening, four things will be simultaneously true. When you're really there, there's no mental chatter, there's no challenging emotion, it's peaceful and it's effortless. So if all that's happening, you're good. And if not, then just, you know, be in the best space you can be and come along with us anyway. But the embodied awakening is not actually required to do this work. It just makes it easier and more effective. Everything done from the awakening state is done from a better, more capable level. Okay, so as always, your method of blessing the awakening on Earth is your discretion. I'll tell you what I do, and then you can do whatever you do. So my method is I love to delegate to my divine whatever it does better than my personality, which is a lot of stuff. So I'm just going to say something like, Spirit, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of the rising awakening on Earth, or words to that effect. They just sort of come when they come. But that's the idea. And then I just relax. Benjamin is just chill. My hands are on my lap. And energy comes in my crown chakra and out the front of my body and then beams out to the earth and all the beings on it. So it's really not the earth itself that's having a problem. My understanding is the earth is already pretty much where it needs to be. It's us humans that need some catch up. So we're beaming it to the humans on the planet especially so that they can have the awakening they need to kind of get with the program and get along with the awakening energy. Again, this energy doesn't coerce anyone who's not ready. We'll do it for highest good, but those who are ready will get a boost. So let's go ahead and get it rolling. So again, we now begin if you want to invoke with me, I'll do those words in just a moment. But if you have your own way of doing this and it's an ego-based active effort of visualization or anything like that, you can roll it in. If that's what you're doing, that's great. So my own method, which you're welcome to follow if you wish, is to just be the conduit for that energy from the divine. So divine, on behalf of me and everyone who's choosing to do this method with me, please flow the energy through us to serve the highest good of the rising golden age on Earth. May all beings receive exactly the energy they need to facilitate this awakening at the fastest rate that serves highest good. That wording is good. So you relax now. If you were following me intentionally with that, you'll now feel the energy coming in your crown and out the front of your body to the planet. And now just relax and let it flow. If you're doing that, if you're doing your own thing, then I can't tell you what to do because I don't know what it is. So do your thing. But as long as the intention is what I stated, we're wanting to, you know, help accelerate the golden age, help all humans and all beings on the planet rise to the vibrational level that serves this great awakening on the planet. Let it rip. There may be periods of silence now. I'm not just going to chatter endlessly just to chatter, but if I'm called to say something, I will. Again, if you're doing the passive approach, just rest in either breath awareness, or if your main awareness is of the energetic flowing, then pay attention to the energetic effects. If you're doing your own thing, then do whatever is appropriate for that method of blessing the planet and its inhabitants. Okay, it feels like we're hitting some turbulence, which is by design. I know I'm getting a lot of heavy energy being processed through my body right now, and some of you may be having the same experience. So if you are feeling heavy energy in your field, again, you are of course welcome to deal with that in whatever way serves you. The way I will offer is my healing invocation. So if you are feeling heavy energy processing through your body, if you wish to join me in this invocation that will help us delegate that healing work to your divine, then join me now. Say to your higher self the following words. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then just relax into awareness of wherever any challenging sensations are in your body. If there's more than one, you want to go with the one that is the strongest. And you're gently resting attention right there. The divine goes there, stirs it up, flushes it out. So I'm getting a very clear sense I'm not the only one here who is getting heavy energy flushing through them. They're using us as purifying vessels. So there are beings on the planet, most likely humans, but, you know, there's heavy energy being sent to us for processing. Just let it roll through you. If you have other ways that you know are effective of processing energy like this, then feel free to do whatever you are intuitively called to do. I'm going to use the healing invocation. And just let it pass through. This is unusual. This hasn't happened on any of our prior calls of this nature. So you never know what we're going to have the privilege of doing. My sense is that we're processing heavy energy from probably humans who don't yet have the ability to process it themselves. So we're doing some of the heavy lifting for them until such time as they're ready to do it for themselves. Know that you'll only be given the amount of intense processing that you can handle. And just relax into it, let the divine flush it through you. If your body shakes or vibrates or trembles, if you're called to cry or holler or scream, whatever you're called to do, it's all good. Everyone's muted. No one's going to hear you. At at least not on this call. Okay, the energy is smoothing out a little bit now. We're doing this 2 days after a Scorpio full moon, so it's actually not a huge surprise. The energy is kind of intense. Okay, the energy just made a very noticeable shift. I'm not feeling heavy energy being processed through me now. I just went into a nice little state of bliss. I would call it entry-level bliss. And the feeling now is not so much that energy is flowing through us, more like we've merged with a field. And there's more of a sense of just beingness rather than activity. So again, what I'm narrating is what most people are experiencing. If your experience is different, that is fine. Don't try to match my descriptions. Just be with whatever's happening for you. But for most of us, we're like floating in a stasis field. So I invite you to relax, be passive, know that your simple conscious presence in this field is of great service. You are providing energy that all the divine beings who are already here working to support the new earth are being helped by your energetic presence. I invite you not to do anything actively, just be. I'll let you know if we're being called to be more intentionally active. But subtle things are happening just because we're here. Yeah, the energy is pretty strong. Just continue relaxing into it and being present. This is just a time for being, and that is at the moment our best service. On our past calls, there's been a clear sense of being like around the visible earth. I don't get that right now. I get that we're in another dimensional space. This is a spirit realm we're in. It's not really, there's no obvious connection to the physical earth at the moment. I'm sure there is one, but it's not obvious. So just relax. We're very much here also as a group. Yeah, they say our particular group of servants is being... It's kind of like we're being, I don't want to say cooked in a soup, but it's kind of like that. We're all just sort of in this divine broth, if you will, And oh, we're being marinated. That's it. It's marination. We're being marinated in energy. So just relax. Okay, it's a multi-part process, and once we're marinated and really full of this energy, then they'll put us to work a little more obviously. But right now, just chill and let yourself be marinated and soaked in the energy that is going to be useful for the rest of the process. Be patient. Just relax and let it soak in. You may feel bits of heavy energy leaving your field. That's fine. That's part of the marination process. There's nothing you have to do about it. Just continue resting in oneness or peacefulness. I'm feeling such sweet bliss coming through my brain. This is my kind of marination. You may be feeling your beingness much more as a being of energy than before. Even the part of you that is aware of your physical body, still on earth, that even that physical body may feel more like energy now. Allow most of your awareness to be in this energetic field where the marination is happening. The altered state is getting very strong. Just relax into that. The deeper the divine consciousness is that you hold, the more effective your service is. Your awakening serves the collective. Okay, now, like a very slow fade-in, I'm becoming aware of us now with that field of beings who are now perpetually surrounding the earth, beaming light and love down to facilitate the awakening of the planet and its inhabitants. So you too may be noticing now you're part of that vast field of beings completely surrounding the earth. This part is pretty hard to put into language. Just relax and let things happen. Continue relaxing into the energy. Again, this feels like a being space. Don't worry about doing anything right now. The sense I have now is of merging with the earth. A part of us is now one with the earth and its own consciousness, which also includes the consciousness of all the humans and other beings on the planet. So just allow yourself to experience as much of that as you're aware of. Each of us is always and only being given as much as we're ready for. Beautiful, strong energy. Continue just being very, very passive and allowing. Yeah, I'm getting the sense that just by being in the state we're in, it generates a tremendous amount of energy that they need a human for. And the energy being radiated by us is now being taken by the divine beings and used to help the overall awakening. So we're, for better lack of a better word, we're being used as batteries right now. The beautiful energy that we're radiating is being taken and used by beings who are skilled in the use of that energy. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty happy battery. It feels really good. Continue relaxing and letting go. Feeling rising bliss in my brain. I'm beginning to gain a little awareness of my physical body. The process is still happening in the inner world. Okay, they're transferring blessing energy from what we've been doing into our own physical bodies. And they're reminding me, you are part of the set of humans being upgraded by this. So we are simultaneously sending it to all the beings on the planet, and we are also among those humans receiving it. Kind of cool. So you may now have a little bit more awareness of your human self, that physical body receiving the upgrade energies, even as that part of you in the inner world is sending it to all the beings on the planet. Or more accurately, you're just being there and being the supercharged spiritual battery that is kind of being worked in there. So it's basically dual awareness. Part of you is doing the battery work in the inner world, and part of you is noticing your human self receiving the effect of that work. As always, if what I'm describing is not what you are experiencing, that's perfectly fine. Some people have a unique experience that's perfectly custom made for them. So just be with whatever's happening to you. My narration only applies to the majority of the experiences, or so I believe anyway. Fully in my body now. Okay, so if your experience is pacing mind, then you may suddenly notice you're fully present in your human body again. So just rest here for a moment. Let's see if there's anything more to come. For those of us who are sensitive enough to feel it, we're now aware of not just our human body, but the planetary body. We're being invited to merge consciously with the Earth herself. Whether you call her Pachamama, or Gaia, or Mother Earth. To the extent that you're ready, you're now going to be the Earth consciously, the living conscious being who animates the Earth. And again, this is very carefully executed. You're only going to get as much of that as you are ready for. So you don't have to hold back or resist. Just open to it, and just the right amount of Earth awareness will come to you. So I'm largely aware of myself as the Earth. I can feel that teeny tiny little human body that's my human self on its surface. Once again, relax into the beingness. There's a very profound energy saturating us now. rest in whatever your primary awareness is, whether that's just energetic perception or whether it's the breath in your physical body. It's whatever's already happening on its own, like breath or energy awareness, that's strongest. Just hold your attention there very gently. And I'm being told some of us don't even need to make an effort, it's just being held. So if the energy awareness is just working itself on its own, then just obviously no need to spend effort that's not needed. I'm perceiving the field is very intense and also very still. Please continue resting in the state of just being. Continue just being, please. Now there is simultaneous marinating and transmitting. It's like we're being fed the spiritual fuel in the inner world, where the part of us that's working as a battery has continued to function. It's almost like we're in a spiritual fluid that's the raw material for this, and then our bodies are transmuting it, our spirit bodies, and that energy is being taken and used for the benefit of the earth. We're working behind the scenes today. It's the first time this has happened. And maybe it's even a little bit of a test to see, are you willing to be part of this behind the scenes work instead of out there above the planet in a more visible and obvious way. So I'm just going to choose humility and say, hey, divine, however you want to make use of me, that's great with me. I'm just happy to serve. However I can be most useful. There's almost a sense now of a drain opening and this fluid draining away. And I'm now more aware of my physical body, physically on the earth. So I'm now mainly aware as my human self, but very aware of the blissful ecstatic energy that's saturating my physical body and all around it too. And they're saying thank you for your service. I think we're wrapping it up, at least the energetic part. Yeah, that's it. Wow. Very unusual. We've never had one like that before. All right, so my eyes are open. Let's see, what time is it? It's 10 till 1 or in real time, so we've been at this about 55 minutes. So that's pretty well along the lines of our normal length. So if anyone has questions or comments, again, we had that was an unprecedented experience compared to our prior ones. Would love any feedback anyone cares to share. So let me make sure people can unmute themselves. Let me double check that. Yeah. So if you would like to speak and you're on the live call, just unmute yourself. If you're on the computer, you'll see the microphone icon and you can just click to remove the red stripe and then you'll be able to speak. Or if you're on a mobile device, you might have to tap that thing down there at the bottom with the three buttons on it, the three dots, and maybe you'll have an unmute from there. Or if you'd prefer to type in the chat window, that's also fine. So we'll leave a moment for any feedback that anyone would like to share. James types, thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome, James. And then Patricia types, wow, that was awesome. I agree. Nikki types, such a wondrous variety of peace and ease. Patricia types, feeling bliss. Cindy types, at one point I was inclined to smell sage and Palo Santo. Cool. Those smells associated with shamanism. So it sounds like people had a good experience. I'm glad. We'll leave just a moment more for any additional commentary, or if someone wants to actually be bold and speak live, unmute their mic, that's fine too. Okay, so one more. May types, beautiful energy, with a heart and icon of hand sending energy. So we all co-created this. Again, my job is just empathic tour guide here. I mean, I did call in the energy, but once the allies were here, I just, as always, I let go and stuff happened. So I've always found the best way to serve in the inner world is to show up and be as awake as I can be, and then stuff happens. And I'm just happy to be of service in whatever way the divine sees fit. Margaret types, thanks so much. Blessings. Cindy types, thank you. Karen types, I like your beautiful guidance and comments. Thank you. All right. So we'll wrap it up. Thanks everyone for the beautiful presence. Know that whether you're live or on the recording, your presence has made a difference. And again, we'll be doing these every week, every Saturday at noon Eastern Time until I announce otherwise. So watch my emails for any updates on that. There will always be a post on astroshaman.com giving the month's events, and these will be listed. There may be some Saturdays I cannot do it. If so, I'll certainly give you advance notice of that. A couple a little bit more coming in. Carmen says, right after you said, this was hard to put into words. I saw what I would describe as two flashes of blue light. Brandy types, divine feminine and divine masculine working together. And Julie types, deep flow was knocked out until about a minute ago. Hee hee. Patricia types, blessings to all. So good. That it seems that everyone had a really great experience. I'm so glad. Thank you all for showing up. I'm going to close the mesa and then have a couple of parting words. And then we'll wrap it up. Hmm. Pachamama, Mama Kia, we're the coach in Ti Kui. Allies, thank you for your beautiful service and your beautiful presence here. Really, I'm so grateful to be the empathic tour guide for this work. Grateful to be able to perceive it. Grateful that all these beautiful people have showed up live or after the fact on the recording to help support the rising of the beautiful awakened energy on Earth, on the Earth itself, and for all the human and other beings on the planet. What a privilege it is to be alive at this special moment in time when this amazing shift is happening. How fortunate we are to be here, and doubly fortunate to be able to serve and help it actually come about. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you remain with me always, and I ask that you remain with each person who's been a part of this for as long as it serves highest good. Where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? I'm going to count to three and then clap. If you would like to clap with me to help seal the work, please feel free to join me. 1, 2, 3. Okay, we're complete. Many, many thanks to you all. And I'll see you next time. Oh, I forgot my advertisement. So if you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you're always welcome to join these free live calls. Members get access to the archive, which now has over 230 events here as of early May 2020. And members get to get into all that archive stuff, and all the processes carry the full power of the live events. So it's a vast archive that can really help you out in your awakening and healing and all that good stuff. Members also get access to the forum where they can interact with each other. They can sign up for an accountability partner that can help them stay on track with their spiritual and other goals, and other cool stuff too. There's some bonus events that only members get to do. So if you're interested, go to awakeningplus.com to learn more. If you're interested in working with me individually, I do astrology and shamanic healing and life coaching and some other stuff. All that's fully described at astroshaman.com. Thanks again for being here. Many blessings to you all, and have an awesome everything. Goodbye for now.